You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
On the evening newscasts of ABC, NBC, CBS News, no coverage of this whatsoever. On the homepages of the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN.com, not much coverage there as well. And let's put it this way. Let's say a pro-Israeli group had actually attacked Muslims at a restaurant in the same manner, asking, where are the Jews, or chanting death to Jews, right? Or death to Muslims, in this case, if you're going to use that scenario. You would think that that would be covered extensively, as it should, because this is being investigated now as a hate crime.
And there's no doubt it is a hate crime. This is May 24, 2021. The noise you were hearing in the beginning, and Quentin did a great job of editing out some words we prefer not to get on the air. That was a group of diners in a New York City restaurant eating outside, and apparently the restaurant may be serving kosher Jewish meals. I'm not sure about that. But for some reason, the protesters who were basically supporting PLO, Palestinians, and possibly Hamas, saw the diners and started spitting at them and yelling at them and making a big scene. And there was another case where an elderly Jewish man beaten down on the street and attacked repeatedly. A hate crime? Hell yes, it's a hate crime. And it would be if it were the other way. As you heard Joe Concha, the contributor for Fox News on the Hill, saying. And the question being, where was all the coverage? This is New York City. There are plenty of news reports available, news stations, publications, and they all are, they're all liberal. That's the key. That's the key. And they don't want to be against the woke culture. And where are our Jewish Congress members? Senator Chuck Schumer, pretty much silent. And, of course, you've got kind of a tepid response from Congresswomen Omar and Tlaib, who have been vocal anti-Semite repeatedly. We've had 100, according to the Anti-Defamation League, 193 reports of anti-Semitic attacks last week, 131 the week before, and there has not been a lot of coverage. If it were reversed, you know there would be additional coverage, excessive coverage, wall-to-wall coverage. And all of this is after Israel protected itself as Hamas used rockets sent by Iran to fire and rain down indiscriminately on Israel. And, of course, when Israel tries to do a target precision strike, well, they're going to find those rocket launchers in the midst of civilian populations, because that's where the cowards like to hide. Behind the children and the dresses of the women. Senator Bernie Sanders talks like he's against anti-Semitic attacks. You're going to hear that later. But he still blames the U.S. for selling weapons to protect itself from Hamas and basically says the U.S. is responsible for killing kids in the Gaza. He doesn't say word one about Hamas and the PLO responsible and Iran for killing children in Israel. Not one word. Biden? You're not going to get anything from Biden or this administration. They are so sold out, tied to the woke culture, they are afraid to take a breath without asking first, can I breathe? And, of course, they might still want to put the mask back on. By the way, speaking of that, Dr. Anthony Fake is out again. You remember what he said, you don't need masks? Oh, you need masks. You don't need masks. Maybe you need two. And then about the origin of the COVID, it's not anything to do with the lab. Has came from the wet market. Now he's saying, I don't know. You don't know. He's totally clueless. How many sexes do you think there are? How many genders? Well, a Duke University professor says there are only two, and for that he got fired. We're going to get into that story. And then, of course, the report that came down while I was off that the Chicago mayor said no more interviews given to white reporters. Imagine if a mayor had said no more interviews to any black reporters. And then riddle me this. What happens when you defund police? An incident in St. Louis over the weekend is a perfect example. Thank God no one got hurt. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the valley of kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There's a lot of cloudiness around the origins of COVID-19 still. So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
Oh, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened. Certainly, the people who've investigated say it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir that then infected individuals, but it could have been something else. And we need to find that out.
Well, that is Dr. Anthony Fake reversing course again. This guy is supposedly an expert, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, admitting, I don't know about where this thing was developed. I just don't know. He's being interviewed for a story and got a good question on National Geographic. And was basically, I'm sorry, this is a political fact interview that you were hearing then, but it's in direct contrast to what he told National Geographic last May, a year ago. Because at that time, he was saying, if you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, the scientific evidence, you know, follow the science, is very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. Everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that this virus evolved in nature and then jumped species. That is the statement he gave a year ago this month to National Geographic. So now as he's doing this interview with Political Fact managing editor, asking, you know, there seems to be some confusion Are you convinced that it originated naturally? And you heard the answer. I'm not convinced about that at all. I just don't think it probably did. I think we just don't know. That's what it comes down. We don't know. In other words, we've gone through this whole thing. We don't know a lot. I can accept the fact that there's a lot of confusion and we don't know. But what ticks me off more than anything else is everyone who proposes to be an expert in what they say you have to take and believe fact for fact until they change their reaction. Because when they change their reaction, well, then you got to go, that's a new science. Well, again, you can't deny that as you dig into something, when you look at what we've achieved and what we've learned about our solar system, what we thought was a fact, what was science, is now obviously wrong. I can accept that. But the problem is every time this guy opened his mouth, especially if he said anything contrary to what Donald Trump did as president, oh, this guy's to be believed and elevated because he knows so much. Chris Salazza on CNN said he was going to be digging deeper into the world of politics as it relates to COVID. And I thought, you know, should I spend my time on that or just say, I know what he's going to do, just give it, just accept the fact that they don't know, and he's going to peddle the story. See, that's what happens. Here we got Fauci right then in that interview saying, I'm not convinced that it didn't originate in the lab. I think we need to find out what went on. Well, of course we should. You should as a scientist, wouldn't you think? So why, as a scientist, did he just flat say a year ago, last month, oh, it's got to be the evolution of the virus in the bats? Well, because the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which he heads as the director, contributed money that ended up going into research at the Wuhan lab. Now, the story he will tell you is that we were not supporting this kind of stuff. You don't really know what your money was spent on, do you? You don't really. Come on. Let's be honest. You don't know, do you? Maybe they took some of it and put it on the Derby winner this last time and made a ton of money. Who knows? But what we do know is that what came out in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Now, before I read that story to you, I want to give you a reaction of CNN, which is more and more becoming more and more irrelevant and more like watching how many clowns can get out of the car, as they had a CNN reporter on after hearing Dr. Fauci say, well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think it is necessarily directly out of the wet markets, that it might have been basically China's involvement. I mean, that's kind of what he's suggesting, that we need to ask questions. Now he thinks we need to ask questions. I thought that was kind of a premise of all science. Ask the question and look for a solid answer that you can back up. So anyway, the question was posed to the reporter after hearing Dr. Fauci, and when you listen to this, keep in mind, as I've told you previously, don't even bother calling them the mainstream media anymore. Go ahead and call them state-controlled media, because they might as well have been asking a member of the Biden staff, not Biden, I don't think he could answer this question at all, but someone that could speak and answer a question. So the question to the reporter about, well, actually, what you just heard about Dr. Fauci, how does that stand in conflict or in concert with the Biden administration?
I think it's actually very consistent with what we've been hearing from our sources, which is that the intelligence is just very inconclusive at this point. And the director of the World Health Organization actually said himself that even though that report had said there was a low likelihood that this originated in a lab, it still needed to be investigated further because they didn't have all the information that they needed to definitively rule out that lab leak theory. And what we're hearing from sources, again, is that the intelligence community has very low confidence in the assessment of the origins of this virus beyond the fact that it emerged from China. That's pretty much all they know at this point. So what Fauci is saying is consistent with what the Biden administration is saying as well.
No, you blew it. You said China. I thought everybody said Trump can't say China, the China virus. He can't say that. He can't say the Wuhan virus. Well, now you can. New administration. The words are acceptable. The connection's acceptable. And once again, Fauci is parroting what the White House is willing to say might have happened. Everything Fauci is now saying, and even the CNN saying at that point, and claiming this is where the Biden administration is exactly what Trump was saying. But because it was Trump, it had to be wrong, and it had no science behind it. So here's what the Wall Street Journal did in its edition yesterday. I'm reading and I'm quoting here. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology became sick enough in November 2019, that they sought hospital care, according to a previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence report. They could add weight to growing calls for a fuller probe of whether the COVID-19 virus may have escaped from the lab. And then the article continues, the Wall Street Journal. The disclosure of the number of researchers, the timing of their illnesses, their hospital visits, come on the eve of a meeting of the World Health Organization's decision-making body, talking about today, expected to discuss the next phase of an investigation into COVID-19's origin. So now we have, maybe we need to find out more. And of course, don't forget the World Health Organization sent a group to go investigate previously, and they came back and said, no, it had nothing to do with the lab. And we were later told they never got in the lab. They simply parroted and reported what the Chinese government told them. And a couple of the researchers said, all we did was stay quarantined in our hotel most of the time, had one meeting, and when we were handed a report, this is what you should say. CNN now reporting, and the director of National Intel telling Congress just last month that, quote, the intel community does not know exactly where, when, or how COVID-19 virus was transmitted initially. And a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, because I'm going to be fair, I'm going to even let the Red Chai Kai have their talk and response. Well, they denied that Wall Street Journal report and said the U.S. is hyping up the lab leak theory. What is clear now that is right now Fauci is admitting, I don't know, Dr. Fake, I don't know. Let me put that in reference to an interview that took place. Nicholas Wade, retired New York Times science editor. He was on Life, Liberty, and Levin. As you well know, Mark Levin is on this station also later in the day as well. Now, Nicholas Wade had come out with an extensive report that did not appear in the New York Times, but in another source, talking about the grants given by the National Institutes of Health and the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, that one headed by Dr. Anthony Fauci for many years, to the Wuhan Institute. And the question that came up in the process of the interview, as Nicholas Wade is on Mark Levin, the question and absolutely the ascertainment that the news media failed.
I think we see a sustained Chinese propaganda effort at work. But, you know, more than that, it was just the blindness, if I could put it that way, of our media, whereas we're too polarized to see scientific issues for their own sake without putting a political gloss on them. We don't know for sure the origin of the virus. It's just we've got these two possible scenarios. But if you look at all the evidence and ask yourself, well, which scenario explains all these facts better? On present evidence, it seems to me at least that the lab escape hypothesis explains it a lot better. So that's where we are, but it's a sort of complicated conclusion to arrive at, and I can only assume in answer to your question that the media was blindsided, they didn't do the work that was necessary.
That's Nicholas Wade, and I'm going to tell you, he's being very polite when he says the media was blindsided. They were not blindsided. He was right to begin with when he said that they were blind, period. They were just blind and too polarized to do or see any scientific issue for their own sake without putting a political gloss on them. In other words, they didn't really care what the facts were, not even the science, but what is good for them and bad for Trump and conservatives. I want you to hear another clip from that program of Life, Liberty, and Levin with Mark Levin when we return. We're going to begin with him asking Nicholas Wade, basically, why didn't news organizations try to do something and find some kind of answer? Oh, you don't want to miss this. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
They have a responsibility to try and figure out how this happened. I hear nothing from those institutions about where they think this virus came from, other than they dismiss people who have thoughts and comments and so forth. It just seems to me, if you're going to be in the business of grant giving, I don't care if it's three levels below or whatever it is, at this point you know something horrific happened. Shouldn't they have some responsibility to try and get to the bottom of it, including saying, look, we're trying to get the data, but the communist regime in China won't give it to us?
Mark, I think that's an excellent point. The National Institutes of Health, even more so than all the media, surely had a duty to investigate the origin of the virus as carefully as it could, to lay out its role in it, to explain why it continued funding this research, even during a U.S. government moratorium on funding it. And there are lots of questions that I wish the NIH had addressed a year ago and been upfront about and invited public comment and scrutiny and just laid out everything they knew and tried to see what had happened and explain it to us. And they haven't done that.
They haven't done that. As I told you going into the break, that is a section from Mark Levin's television program, Life, Liberty, and Levin. And he was talking to Nicholas Wade, retired New York Times science editor, who had written extensively about how facts were being hidden about the origins of the COVID Chinese Wuhan virus. And not only that, but the news media wasn't doing its job checking on it. And on top of that, all the money that was being sent to them, and no one knew what was going on with it. And that's what Levin was beginning with. He was talking about these same institutions, National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID. That is the one headed by Dr. Anthony Fake. I'm sorry, I did it again. Dr. Anthony Fake. I can't go. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Would you believe me if I say it's a mistake? Maybe you don't. Anyway, and he says they were giving money to Wuhan, as was the National Institutes of Health. That one also in Virginia, led by Dr. Francis Collins. And nobody was asking what's going on with their money. They just sent it over there. And then when this COVID came out of the Wuhan lab in that area, they didn't bother asking. The media was not going to do its job, because if they say, well, if the powers that be, like the Democrats, are not really going to ask, well, we're not either. And they didn't. So if you want to know what's going on with the origins of the COVID Chinese Wuhan virus, and you don't have Donald Trump to pound on anymore, I guess they're finally got their back up against the wall. Okay, well, we gotta do something this time, because now we got to save Biden. And don't forget all the politicians that have told you what to do consistently saying you have to do this. But they don't, because they're better than you. Well, I will tell you, this last weekend, despite all the instructions I've been given, I was kind of walking around naked. Whoa, don't. Maybe I better explain this after the break, walking around naked.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Okay, I'm sorry if I left you in a state of shock a moment ago. But this last weekend, I was in and out of stores, various stores. I did not wear a mask a single time. Did not wear one. I have been vaccinated, and keep in mind, I really was not going to get vaccinated, but we had a close relative pass, and one of my daughters insisted that I actually made me promise that I would go ahead and get vaccinated. So I did. And it's been better than a month and a half, I guess, since I did. And you should not have to show a vaccine to walk in and out of these places. I mean, that's my personal health information. I just shared it with you because I'm here as a public figure to some extent, and I'm going to let you know. And I still say you do what is best for you. But some stores that used to have up mask required now have up a sign that says mask optional. So I did. I felt like I was walking around naked. I kept thinking, oh, am I exposed somewhere? Yeah, I was. My face and the fact that I didn't bother to shave. I didn't care. Women already told me, several women said they don't even bother putting on makeup on the lower half of their face or lipstick because, first of all, I'd be covered up by the mask, and secondly, after wearing the mask all day, it comes off anyway. So they didn't want, you know, why bother? Some of you women probably have done the same. Because we're trying to go back to normalcy. And the Biden administration has even said that we're not really going to insist everyone has to wear a mask. That's what they have said. Howsomever, as things happen with this administration, the left hand does not always know what the other left hand is doing. And in some cases, the left hand on one left hand disputes and fights against the other left hand. Confused? Well, you should be. And now we have the Occupational Safety and Health Administration indicating it may well issue a workplace mask mandate. Now, remember, I want to remind you again, Biden's January 21 executive order, that was January 21, keep that in mind, said to consider whether any emergency temporary standards on COVID, including respect to the mask in the workplace, are necessary. The deadline making that decision, March 15, was missed. Nothing happened. And more recently, Biden has said, no, you don't have to wear a mask, especially if you've been vaccinated. And CDC was kind of saying the same thing. Even Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake said, yeah, if you got a vaccination, you don't need it. And kids don't really need it, never have. And yet we had various labor teachers unions insisting we're not going to go back to school until all the kids are forced to wear a mask. And CDC was saying, well, the kids aren't the ones really an issue. And yet they went back and forth again, left against left against left against left. And no wonder they could never get moving forward. But now, OSHA, which is housed in the Department of Labor, is considering an order that you must wear a mask on certain jobs. They have not indicated transportation yet. Now, I did fly on a plane over a couple weeks ago to a memorial service for a loved one who passed. And I kept the mask on the plane, and everybody had to. It made it very clear. It said, if you do not keep your mask on, you may not be able to fly this airline ever again. At some point, I would think that the airlines will realize we don't have to enforce it. But already, when I'm walking around the stores the other day, and I even went into, if this is going to offend you, I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you this right here. If it's going to offend you, maybe close one ear so you kind of hear me, but you don't. I even went into a casino. I was wearing my mask when I went in because they were insisting you had to do it if you're going to sit in the poker room and play poker, and I do have that vice. Actually, I consider it another source of income because when I see the players at the table, I think, oh, I'm going to make some money. No, I shouldn't have said that. I know they're going to come back and get me. Anyway, I walked in with a mask, but then as I neared the checkpoint where they normally ask to see if you're old enough to be in there, and those guys have yet to ask me one time if I'm old enough. They just wave me through. But anyway, the guy standing there, the employee of the operation of the casino, didn't have a mask on. I thought, I guess we don't need one. And sure enough, I get in, half the people didn't have them. Some employees were wearing them. And they said it was not, well, they didn't want to say it was a prerequisite that they had to, but they were saying, we'd prefer you to wear the mask until you've had a vaccination, and a couple of weeks after that, then you can go without. So several were not wearing masks. Now, did they have to prove that they had the vaccine? I don't know. And I'm not trying to put any of them on the spot, but I saw the same thing in a pharmacy I went into. The chain had already stated, it's a major chain, say we're not going to require a mask anymore. It'll be optional. And they had a sign on the door, we advise you to wear a mask. I went into a grocery store where they had put up a sign previously, must wear a mask. Now they're saying mask optional. So you're seeing employees and customers in and out of various places with or without mask. And don't forget, I told you last week that Rachel Maddow, or Mad, of MSNBC was saying, I'm going to have to rewire myself because every time I see somebody without a mask, I shouldn't get angry with them. And, of course, don't forget, while you were being told what to do and how to do things, you have those on the left that do whatever the hell they want. And once again, we've got a governor of a restricted, locked-down state doing what she wanted to do while advising her people and citizens not to. We've already had that happen similar. You would have thought that they might be smart enough not to let her get caught in something like this if they're going to do it, especially after watching what happened to Governor Gavin Newsom out in California when he went to the French Laundry. That's not where you take shirts to be pressed, my friend. That's a very expensive dining establishment in Napa Valley. And I can verify it's expensive. I've got the receipt to prove it. But he went up there for a meeting, and in fact, with other members of his own staff and various lobbyists for the health organizations and companies operating in California. And he was caught without a mask, and they're all gathered, clustered in this room. Well, now Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, busted. She's in a bar in East Lansing, kind of a dive bar in the college town. And there's a photo of her and several others all gathered around a table. I had told you before, I have some listeners in Michigan. They send me email from time to time saying, thank God we can get you on that app so we can hear you up here because we want to know what's happening because we're not getting it up in our area. So I appreciate them listening. I'll tell you about the app in a moment just in case you don't have it and want it. But Governor Gretchen Whitmer was again in a bar and got busted. So what do they do? What do they do every time they get caught? Oh, my bad. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. And yeah, that's exactly what she did. She released a statement. The statement saying, yesterday I went with friends to a local restaurant. As more people arrived, the tables were pushed together. Because we were all vaccinated, we didn't stop to think about it. In retrospect, I should have thought about it. I am human. I made a mistake. I apologize. She had an order that she had signed on May 15th regarding restaurant capacity order. May 15th. And I'm reading from it. Gatherings are prohibited at food service establishments, whether indoor or outdoor, unless one, consumption of food or beverages is permitted only in a designated dining area where patrons are seated. Groups of patrons are separated by at least 6 feet. No more than six patrons are seated together at a table, booth, or a group of fixed seats. And groups of patrons do not intermingle. She violated every one of those statements in her order. And got caught because somebody took a picture. And she's stupid enough to sit there and smile and be in the picture. But she's human. She's human. So, you recall also, remember the flight she took to see her father? When she was also not supposed to be out of the state, she claimed, I went to see my father because he just to see him. He lives in Florida, a long way from Michigan. And the owner of the company that provided the plane, was a private jet, was saying, hey, if the governor asked to use their plane, yeah, you're going to help. You're going to give them the plane. Well, now they're saying, well, it wasn't a gift. It wasn't a gift. It was not paid by taxpayers. We used it out of our transition funds or whatever, how they want to describe it. So, again, they're trying to say we had a right to do it. Because we are who we are and you ain't. And that's a perfect example also of what we've seen with Chris Cuomo on CNN and coverage of his brother. And finally having to admit, yeah, we've been doing some things behind the scenes. We'll do that in the next hour. But coming up, I can't get into this too soon.
They never wanna leave. Texas and the old boys, they haunt me.
is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So I was talking to a gentleman last night in an establishment, and he started going off on this issue about transgenders and women competing in sports. And he said, well, it serves the folks like Gloria Steinem, all the rest of them, I am woman, hear me roar. It serves them all right because this is coming back to hit them in the face. He's talking about the fact, and I said, I understand and I agree with you, but keep in mind, not everyone bought into that movement as it were. I mean, I raised daughters. I wanted my daughters respected and have every opportunity. I said, but right now what's happening, you can't blame those who are the victim of it in all cases because they were never willing to go as far as some were on the feminist or feminazi, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them, standard. And yet, again, I want equal rights for everyone, regardless of gender, regardless of race, religion, regardless of your sexual preference. It doesn't bother me as long as you're not committing a crime and doing something of that nature. But there are those who are caught, like trying to get scholarships. And in fact, there's a piece in the USA Today written by Chelsea Mitchell titled, I was the fastest girl in Connecticut, but transgender athletes made it an unfair fight. She said, Feb 2020, I'm at the starting line of the high school girls 55-meter indoor race. Could be one of the best days of my life. I'm running in the state championship. I'm ranked the fastest high school female in the 55-meter in the dash in the state, I should say. I should know I have a strong shot at winning. All I can think about is my training. Everything I've done to maximize my performance might not be enough. Why? Because it's a transgender runner on the line with an enormous physical advantage. Time after time, she said, in those cases, I've lost. I've lost four women's state championship titles, two All New England awards, numerous other spots on the podium to transgender runners. She said, I got bumped to third place in 2019 behind two transgender runners. In this case, she did win, and obviously grateful. There is a University of Duke professor who is facing some disciplinary action of some type. He's an emeritus professor of psychology and neuroscience at Duke University. A member of an American Psychological Association, APA, group. And they have removed him. They have removed him from their association. Why? Because he dared post an answer to a series of questions. He dared post an answer that upset others. What did he do wrong? He said there are only two genders, only two, male and female. That's the way you're born, male or female. And he answered it in a way that he said, binary view of sex false? What is the evidence? Is there a Z chromosome? So they removed him. Because once again, when they say follow the science, they mean follow the science as we see it, not the way you see it. And the science is only going to be what we want it to be. His question is right to the point, and simply because he asked, is there a Z chromosome? I'm sure you probably know you got X and Y's, but there is no Z. But because this professor dared simply kind of quote or ask back, is there a Z chromosome? What's the evidence? Well, they decided, we're removing you. Your email list has also been removed. We want you to treat everyone with respect and consideration. No, see, that's not true, is it? Because they're not treating him with respect and consideration. They're not allowing his views to stand in opposition of them, so there is no respect and consideration unless you do what we say. This is, again, more the woke cancel culture that is trying to rule and ruin this nation and the world, for that matter. They only believe in science when it supports their belief. Their belief. Does anyone know there's a Z chromosome? Anyone found it? Will someday maybe they find one? I don't know. I mean, we have planets that we have found in the last 10 years no one even knew existed. But I think in this case it's pretty clear. I'm going to stand by there is no Z chromosome. I know. Get the word out to the woke culture. That's what I said, and I stand by it. Tell them they can listen to the program. They pull it up on a podcast. Play it back. And you can listen to us from anywhere, anywhere. Tell your friends. They can listen from anywhere by our app. It's very easy to get. You simply go and log in at KXEN1010AM.com. KXEN1010AM.com. Or go to Larry Connors, USA, Facebook.com. Either one, you'll find it. Next hour.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.